Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Judy singing Redeeming Grace, and then part two of Pastor Duck's message, entitled He Careth for You, from 1 Peter chapter 5. Thank you.
and start trusting the God who's in it with you. Start giving Him praise through what you're in. Oh, you're not hearing what I'm saying. See, the problem is, we're too busy looking at what I'm in. We're too busy looking at what I'm going through. We're too busy pulling the load that we've got along in life and dragging our foot and wondering if we're ever going to get past it. Let me tell you what, you just got to learn to give it all to God and realize He's a God who is always there. He's a God that will lift whatever you're carrying. He's a God that will bring you through whatever you're facing. He is still the God of breakthrough. And when you put your confidence and you start talking about, you know, we talk about how bad things are. We talk about how bad the economy is. We talk about how bad the morals are. We talk about this election coming up, how bad it is. But folks, let me tell you what, in the middle of all of that is a God who's still good and is still on the throne and still can do exceeding abundantly above all that you can ask or think according to the power that works in you today. Start talking about how good Jesus is. Amen. Praise God. Start rehearsing what God said in His Word. If God then be for you, who can be against you? Amen. But you don't know what the devil did to me. Well, you better remind the devil what Jesus did to him. Good God Almighty, I feel like going outside and having a shouting spell. You need to remind the devil what God's done for you. Stop letting him... He's sending the FedEx driver by your house every day and it's bringing nothing but misery, trial, and trouble to your life. You zip open the package, another trial. You go through life, another issue. You go through life and all you see is defeat. But have you forgotten in the middle of all of that is a God that says, why don't you just give it to me? I mean, it's like Jesus saying, come on, give it to me. Come on, I can take it. Come on, give it to me. I can solve it. Give it to me. I can give you the help that you need. For the Lord is my help. The Lord is my shield. The Lord is my high tower. The Lord is my everything. And if you trust Him, He'll never fail you. Amen. Hallelujah. That's the power of our God. That's what He will do. And I'm glad today if you made it to church, God's got something good for you today. Amen. I want you to know today, listen, Peter gives us instruction concerning our brokenhearted places of life today and the valleys that we go through and that we encounter. From the Word of God, you say, preacher, we're going to read the text? Yeah, right now. So let's stand as we do it. Let's honor God's Word. 1 Peter 5, 6 through 11. Humble, listen to the way he begins this. And this is a word that most Christians don't want to hear. First thing he says is what? Humble. Humble who? Yourselves. Therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due season, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resisteth steadfastness in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace. Say that again. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto His eternal glory by Christ Jesus. After that ye have suffered a while. Say that again. Suffered a while. Maketh you what? Perfect. Established. Strengthened. Settle you. To Him be what? Glory. And what else? And dominion forever and ever. And the church said what? Amen. Praise God. Woo! Now let's just shout a little bit. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Amen. You can be seated. Peter at this point is the accepted leader of the church. Of course, we know that Peter, who denied the Lord not once, not twice, but on three occasions. And in that place, the Bible says when he got to that position, that place, that time, the Bible says that he went out and he wept bitterly, which shows to me, not only it shows ownership, but it also shows restoration. And I'm going to tell you today, if you've drifted from God, He will restore you. And here's the place of restoration right here. It's called the altar of God. Many churches have gotten away from altars. We have not, and we shall not. We believe in coming to the altars of prayer. I know I was touched last night as I saw people come and weep and burdens poured out. But I saw them get up with a different countenance upon their face. where they brought that heavy burden and laid it there and gave it and released it and took the hands off of it. There was a countenance change. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There was a countenance change. You can't solve every problem in your life. You can't handle everything in your life. As a matter of fact, I don't think we can handle much. But He can. And He can solve it. And He can do the impossible. I still believe the Word of God declares what is impossible with man. With God, all things are possible. And then listen, and He doesn't stop there. He said all things are possible to him that will what? Believe. You've got to learn to believe God and His Word. So Peter's writing this letter to the churches there in Asia. And you know, he's got some points that he's trying to make to them, but he's also making to us. And a primary point that he's making is humble beginnings have great endings. Humble beginnings have great endings. The first mistake that we make that leads us into heartache and to trial and trouble is that we pridefully tell ourselves, I can handle this. I'm a big person. I can shoulder this. I can take care of this. Humility should be a hallmark of God's people. And I hate to bust your bubble. You're not all of that in a bag of chips. Because you can't handle it. Amen. Jesus said in John 15:5, He's talking about how much you can bear. For He said, without Me, you can do nothing. Amen. Apart from God, you can't do anything. So why are you struggling? And why are you staying awake all night? And why are you wrestling? And why are you in a place of discouragement and defeat? It's because you think you can solve it. And God's saying you can't do it. But if you'll learn to give it to Him, let me tell you what, you can get out of what you're in a lot quicker if you'll learn to give it to the Lord to begin with. Amen. And realize today, this is not the place where you get bitter. This is the place that you get better. This is the place where God grows you. This is the place that God strengthens you in your spirit. This is the place that you lean more upon the Lord. This is the place where, good God, you just jump right up in the arms of Abba Father, Daddy, Jesus, and you just say, good Lord, I'm so glad I got a God that will hold me and embrace me and carry me through what I'm going through because He's with me, He's for me, and I can't fail because God's on my side. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. Glory. You excited about Him, church? So Paul said, in Him do we live, we move, we have our being. See, you can't make it by yourself. Jesus has clothed you today with humility, to giving you an humble heart. And with humility in Christ, two things will happen in your life. Number one today, we're identified as believers today in Christ. In Christ.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Remember, the phone number is 434-845-8796. And press option number 4 and let the pastor know. Once again, we thank you for tuning into our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Yosemite Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.